This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
He was being asked about and declined a further request to be interviewed by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Clinton campaign released a statement about the IG report, which read in part this: the Inspector General's documents show just how consistent her email practices were with those of other secretaries and senior officials at the State Department who also used personal email.
Well, it's just not, even the statement is not accurate.
I know. Joining us now, national correspondent for Bloomberg Business Week and political columnist for the Boston Globe, Joshua Green, and in San Jose, California, NBC News chief foreign affairs correspondent and host of Andrea Mitchell Reports, Andrea Mitchell. Andrea, thanks for getting up early for us. The first interview we showed was the one that you did with her, and she says time and time and time and time and time and time again, it was allowed. Was it allowed?
It was not allowed to not return those records before she left the State Department. She violated the Official Records Act, according to her own State Department IG appointed by President Obama. What you have shown just now, Mika, is completely undercuts the argument she's been making for more than a year, just as she is trying to persuade voters that she's not untrustworthy. I think that the most surprising and in some ways shocking thing is their reaction, claiming that this is the same as what former secretaries did, the comparison they're making to Colin Powell. The facts are that Colin Powell was the first Secretary of State to ever use email. He used it specifically to try to launch the State Department into the new century and try to get people to communicate by email. He was using it as an example. He did use some personal emails. He didn't separate them, but it was a completely above board. Everybody in the State Department knew what he was doing. It was not, in fact, violating a rule that was put in place under Clinton, not after she left. It was put in place under Clinton, and she was warned beforehand of decades of this Records Act that prohibits you to leave the State Department, leave any agency, and not turn over your records. So there are so many flaws in their argument, and you know, the politics, we'll have to see how that plays out, but I don't see how this is anything but devastating, given the fact that they have been making a completely different argument now for more than a year.
Yeah, the Clinton campaign, Josh, has long maintained the server was never breached, but the report tells of one incident when
their grand strategy is to complicate everything to the point where you can't really follow, or at least the electorate can't follow. People have the general impression that he was not telling the truth, particularly about why. I didn't want to carry two cell phones is absurd. She obviously was trying to hide from inquiries that would come from the Congress or from the Freedom of Information Act. Now, to me, an example of how all this gets obfuscated is this line from the report. She did not comply with the department's policies that were implemented in accordance with the Federal Records Act. All the headlines I've seen today is Clinton did not obey State Department policies, which makes it sound like a bureaucratic rule breaking. But the fact is that these policies are promulgated, they are instituted as a way to carry out the law. So you violate the policies, you actually have violated the law. That's the headline you'd expect to see. That's not the headline she is getting. Of course, it adds to the weight of her being shifty, unreliable, and untrustworthy. But it doesn't hit it on the head, which is what the IG is saying. This is lawbreaking.
The FBI has all this info. We'll talk more about the political fallout and also the day's events on the trail with the panel after this quick break.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, it's great to have you along with us on, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And, bringing to you the truth as best we know how so that we can make the kind of decisions you want to make based on the facts and the truth of the matter, not on a bunch of opinions. Right. Well, with us right now is Bill Fetter, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc., a publishing company. It's always good to have Bill with us, especially to talk about how crazy this political world is right now. Bill, you and I talked about the last time that we may realize an election where, somebody only garners about 35% of the vote, and more it just seems to be the case. And if there should ever be a third party rise out of this morass of political, whatever you want to call it, it could even be lower than that. What do you think?
Well, there have been third parties in the past, but they've never won an election in the year that they were started. Mm-hmm. One was in 1856, is when the Republican Party was formed, but 4 years later was the 1860 election, and the Democrat Party imploded at the convention and huffed and puffed and left in three different parties.
Wow.
There was the National Democrat Party, the Democrat Union Party, and the Southern Democrat Party, and they had James Buchanan running, and they had Stephen Douglas, and so Lincoln got in with, I think, 39% of the vote.
Mm.
So it was a minority that Lincoln got in by. But it was because of the opposition. It would sort of be like if it's a Republican convention, they huffed and puffed and left in three parties, then Hillary would get in. But one of the things I've found...
Either that or you get the Republicans huffing and puffing, then you get the Democrats huffing and puffing, because Bernie Sanders doesn't look like he wants to go off into the sunset very easily either. So, the Democrats have been pointing to the fracturedness of the Republicans, but they themselves have issues of their own, don't they?
Well, they do. And then there's another piece of the puzzle. I ran for Congress three times and have a little experience, and there's more and more something called the October surprise. So elections are first Tuesday in November. And so it's actually in the books now as a planned strategy to have some crises happen the week before the election that disrupts the election process. It is graduated from, having some dirt on your opponent that you release the week before, and he doesn't have time to buy advertising and respond. That's sort of a mild version. And the other is the creating of crises.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this, and when I ran three times, people may be familiar with the one time it was when John Ashcroft was on the ballot, and they had said, well, gee, the Board of Election just happened to have left off of the voter rolls a lot of names. And so people would go in to vote and their name wasn't on there. And this caused a whole lot of confusion on Election Day. And the judge, who happened to have been appointed by a Democrat, said, we'll just leave the polls open till midnight. And there was all this confusion and people lined around. and again. But in the confusion, there, since people's names weren't on the voter rolls, there was no way to check to see if they were registered voters or not. So basically, there's a whole lot of voter fraud. And this is when John Ashcroft lost to a dead person. Bill Carnahan was the governor who died. People are familiar with how I was in that race. And I was in the courtroom when they said, well, we're going to leave the polls open to midnight because this one guy, Mark Odom, went in to vote and his name wasn't on there. Well, found out later the Odom person had died 2 years earlier. This was a fabricated event. So there is something called the October surprise, but that was sort of a milder version. Mm-hmm. What we see now is Ferguson's, the Baltimore's, these orchestrated crises. Mm-hmm. And so I lived a half an hour from Ferguson. 99% of the people rioting in Ferguson were not from Ferguson.
Exactly.
They were Occupy Wall Street people brought in. And they were advertising in Chicago newspapers, you know, go to organize Missouri for Justice and join this group and get paid thousands of dollars. And find out it was financed by George Soros' front group. And they brought people into these liberal churches and trained them how to riot. Yeah. That's right, trained them how to riot. But poor people don't get the idea of holding hands across an interstate highway. It just sort of doesn't cross their mind.
Right, so. Exactly. Yeah.
And so... anyway, they rioted for then the Democrat governor of the state ordered the National Guard to stand down for 3 days so they could do this rioting, made international news. Afterwards, they said, well, you know, this is such an emergency. We need to let the federal government take over our local police department. Mm. And then the same people were moved to Baltimore. It was a rent-a-mob, and the Democrat mayor ordered the police to stand down. I knew a guy whose son was on the police department, and his hand got cut up because they told him to hold the barricade but don't fight back. And so they did $1 billion worth of damage. And the response was, our local police departments are inadequate. We need to let the federal government take over our police departments. And so these are were orchestrated crises. And the idea is with, you know, all the other insurgencies of the college, you know, safe space and the hands up, don't shoot and the Black Lives Matter and these different groups. Are we being set up for an Arab Spring? Simultaneous Baltimores and Fergusons all across America may be building up to a head before the next election. I hope I'm wrong, but we are bringing lots of Syrian Muslim refugees into America and spreading them out all across the country. And, you know, so there are some lines of convergence that may be coming together here.
And, Bill, you know, the people need to see who's spearheading this. I mean, we talk about Soros, but Soros needs a complicit group of people, excuse me, Democrats, go along with this and to relinquish their freedoms and cry out to the federal government, the government of everything. It can't do much of anything, you know, like they're going to be the savior. They're the one to start the fire. They're participating and complicit in it. And then they come through the front door and say, hey, we're here to save the day. You know, it's like, wait a minute, you guys helped light the whole thing up. And now you want to come in and be the heroes. And, you know, the rest of America is trying to survive right now. They're not into these little, you know, political games that go on, but, you know, meanwhile, their liberties are being compromised through the whole process.
Right. I wrote a new book. It's called Rise of the Tyrant, and I go through democracies and republics in history and how they rose, how they fell. And some interesting stories. One is 500 years ago in Italy, there were a bunch of city-states, Venice, Genoa, Naples, Florence, Siena, and these city-states had armies and navies and fought. And Machiavelli thought if one prince could control all of Italy, it would stop this infighting. And so he wrote a book called The Prince, where he advocated the ends justifies the means. The end of one prince controlling all of Italy is such a good end because it would stop this infighting that any means necessary to get there is justified, I feel. So if a prince conquers a city, the people would hate him. But if the prince paid criminals to kill cows and burn barns and create crisis and terror and agitate, then the people would cry out for help. The prince would come in and kill the very criminals he bribed. Nobody would know the better for it. And they'd praise the prince as a hero. It's good marketing. You create the need and fill it. People are on the back of the house that are on fire. Then you go on the front of the house, some are fire.
Exactly. Nothing new under the sun, is it, Bill? Hey, Bill, we got to go to break here. Bill Federer is with us. It is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more from Bill Federer on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Don't forget, we're giving away the DVD of the movie Risen. In fact, today they're releasing the electronic version. And then on the 27th, the DVD Blu-ray is going to be released. So your chance to win a free copy, a DVD Blu-ray copy of the movie Risen. All you got to do is send me an email. Say, Martinez, put me in the running for it. And you're there. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. That's all it takes. Our conversation with Bill Fetter, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, continues. Bill, I wanted to address what you had on your website, AmericanMinute.com. Being the lover of history that I am, of course, you absolutely get me excited when we go back and look back on history, particularly President Roosevelt, FDR, before his passing, said there was no way that he was going to support a separate Israeli state. He was for the Palestinians. Then he passes, and then Truman comes on the scene, and now we have Israel being recognized. Let's recount that for the folks, if you would, please.
Right. The 1850s, the Zionist movement starts actually with Christian preachers going to synagogues saying, hey, there are these scriptures, so you're supposed to be regathered back to your homeland. Andre Dunant, the founder of the International Red Cross, was there at the first Zionist Congress there in Switzerland, and with Theodor Herzl. And so there was this movement. And so in the 1890s, they began to buy land in the Middle East, move over there. World War One starts. The British then take control of the Middle East and give Israel a piece of their land. France gives independence to Lebanon and Syria. And Hitler begins to take over in Germany. And then the Jews are being chased out, and they're fleeing to the Holy Land. And Hitler was going to send the Jews all to the Holy Land from Hungary and in the Czech area. But he meets with the Mufti of Jerusalem, who's considered the father of Yasser Arafat. And the Mufti of Jerusalem says no to Hitler. We don't want the Jews. Kill them. And so that's when Hitler started the final solution, set the gas chambers. Anyway, Franklin Roosevelt coins the term United Nations. That's his term. He coined it. And he, in his speech, it says, we can't let this terrible genocide that went on against the Jews continue. We don't want to let it happen again. We got to come to the rescue of these Jews. He is really championing the Jews, although he did turn aside in the 1930s a ship full of Jewish refugees. But nevertheless, in 1945, February, he meets with Churchill and Stalin at Yalta. And he's feeble. I mean, this is just a couple months before he dies. And he caves and lets Stalin take half of Europe to condemn it to 70 years of communism. And so he should not have been negotiating on behalf of our nation. On his way back, he stops at the USS Quincy and the Suez Canal. And he meets with the king of Saudi Arabia. And supposedly he was going to talk to him about getting help for the Jews to resettle in the Holy Land. Well, this king of Saudi Arabia, I mean, he brings a half dozen goats on deck and slaughters them, you know, to cook a meal for them and everything. And but he is, like, adamant, no, the Jews are terrible. And FDR is just blindsided. I mean, he doesn't know any history about this area. And so he ends up corresponding with the king of Saudi Arabia saying, well, thank you for educating me on the issues there. I wasn't familiar with them. And you can be assured, as long as I'm president, that I will not recognize an independent Jewish state. Well, that was April 7th of 1845. Within a week, FDR finally, he's been sick for a long time, he finally dies. And so Harry S. Truman becomes the next president. And what's one of the very first things he does? He follows through and recognizes Israel as an independent state and has the United Nations officially acknowledge it in May of 1948. And so the British had been stopping with their white papers, Jewish immigration there, but because of their oil interests. And but so that is one of the roles that FDR played and Harry S. Truman played in the creation. And so you read Harry S. Truman's speeches. He's like, this terrible genocide that's been happening against the Jews. We want them to have their homeland and they could be secure. And so really deep down underneath of the United Nations was this effort to protect Jews. And well, what happened over the years, Muslim countries joined the United Nations. Now there's 57 of them, and they started their own OIC, Organization of Islamic Cooperation. It's sort of like an inner circle of the United Nations.
Right.
And Eleanor Roosevelt helped push through the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, saying you can join a religion, you can leave religion, women are equal to men. Well, these Muslim countries, 57, OIC, start their own Cairo Declaration of Human Rights that says, no, women are not equal to men, and if you leave Islam, you get killed. This is Sharia law. And so they wanted to stop people from insulting Islam. And so they are using their money and their muscle, and they meet with Hillary Clinton. And it's called an OIC Istanbul process meeting. And she promises them that she's going to help them in their issue of stopping the world from insulting Islam. Well, just for definition purposes, anything that's not Islam insults Islam. The gospel insults Islam. If you're on the street of Saudi Arabia and say Jesus is the way to heaven, they kill you. Saying Jerusalem's the capital of Israel insults Islam. So anything that's not Islam insults Islam. And so we see a year before is when a Danish cartoon caused the Muslims to riot. And so they quickly passed through the EU resolution saying, say you cannot insult Islam. I was recently on an international sunlight broadcasting network, and they said, don't say anything against Islam because we're not broadcasting in Europe. They don't have a First Amendment over there if they pass through these laws. So it's in effect, you can't insult Islam over there in Europe. And so Hillary sees that there's this crisis, and then they rush through legislation so you don't insult Islam. So shortly after this, Hillary is refusing requests for security at Benghazi, and the troops and the security forces are being pulled out, and our ambassador eventually gets killed. And within 6 hours of him being killed, she sends memos to YouTube and Google saying, censor content insulting Islam. And then she gives speeches. We got to stop people from releasing videos insulting to Islam. And Obama picks up on it. The future doesn't belong to those who insult Islam. And Zbigniew Brzezinski on MSNBC says, you can't yell fire in a movie theater and say that you have First Amendment. You can't say something insulting Islam that causes them to riot and then they kill. And Susan Rice was on her Don't Insult Islam. And then they discover Christopher Stevens's journal, where he says, for 6 months, why can't you send me some more security? I need security. Then we find out it has nothing to do with this video insulting Islam. It was all made up. Yeah. And now there's emails that Hillary sent to her family saying this was a planned event. And then publicly she's saying, oh, it's video insulting Islam. And so what was happening? The Muslims want to reestablish their Ottoman Empire. They called it an ISIS, an Islamic State, a caliphate. Mm-hmm. And they're gradually pulling the rugs out from all these presidents and kings. And so Obama joins this agenda, and he fires Mubarak in Egypt. He takes out Gaddafi in Libya. I can't get my mind around how our president can simply knock off the leader of a country we're not at war with. But yeah, he gets rid of Gaddafi so that they can have democracy. Okay, 2 years have gone by. Who now controls Libya? The Muslim Brotherhood. And so now Hillary, we find out most of the emails that she doesn't want people to see are inventory lists of weapons being moved from Benghazi to Syria and Iraq to arm the Muslim Brotherhood.
Exactly. It's all gun running. It's the same thing they did down south here in Mexico. And it's fast and furious Middle East style, right?
Right. I mean, Woodrow Wilson did the same thing. I mean, he left train car loads of guns along the Mexican border to help his friend Carranza against Emiliano Zapata and, you know, Pancho Villa. And so this was a gun running operation. So when Russia comes to Assad's rescue, these Muslim Brotherhood types decide that they're going to call themselves ISIS, and they start killing Christians. Then we rush through funding to train good Muslims to fight bad Muslims. As soon as they get armed and trained, they join ISIS. And then our president lets 5 Muslim generals go from Guantanamo Bay in exchange for a defector so they can go over and lead ISIS. Mm-hmm. And when the president had pulled our troops out, he left all the weapons, and so now they're driving American Humvees and shooting American guns and killing Christians. Yeah. And then Susan Rice has been micromanaging our airstrikes, and so she gives them a week notice so all the Muslim Brotherhood people can get out, so we're bombing empty buildings.
Yeah. How does Susan Rice still have credibility, Bill? I, to me, she has no credibility whatsoever, but she still is in a very influential and powerful position within this administration. It is galling to me.
Well, it's because we have a powerless Congress to keep our president in check, so the president just sort of does what he wants. But we see, you stand back from the details and look at the picture, it starts to come into focus, and we basically flip sides on the war on terror. We're actually helping the bad guys.
Yeah, go figure. Only in America. Bill Federer, yes, you can go and go to his website, theamericanminute.com, and you can get something every day that's absolutely brilliant, will stimulate your mind, and maybe in some cases might even blow your mind. Bill Federer, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch. Bill, always good to have you with us. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Let me say aloha. And we got a special guest for you. As you know, I've been here in Maui, and our host hotel is one of my favorites, if not my most favorite. Certainly my wife, she agrees. We're here at Kaanapali Beach Hotel, and we're honored to have John White with us, who's the Director of Sales and Marketing. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, and aloha.
Hey, what a terrific facility. I got to tell you, we love it here. This is like coming home. Every time we come here, and of course our daughter resides here on the island, so that's extra special too. But, you know, the people here, the whole ambiance of Kaanapali Beach Hotel, really special.
Well, we really want to make sure that this is your home away from home, and make sure that you have a sense of place here in this Hawaiian oasis. It's just beautiful.
Well, I got to tell you, the culture, the staff, everything, they get it, and it's natural. You know what I'm saying? It's not forced. It just, everywhere you go, you know, from the servers, the bellhop, everybody, it's just very, very sweet, and it does feel like home.
Yeah, the great thing about a lot of our coworkers here is that they've worked here for decades,
yes.
So they really are the authentic aloha, and we welcome back people like you.
Well,
you know, very, very regularly.
Well, John, you're here at Kaanapali Beach Hotel, sales and marketing, where were you at before you came here?
Before this, I was running a zip line company, the adventure side of things,
uh-huh.
Which Maui has a lot to offer, whether you're in the air, on the water, or on the land. We have a lot to see here.
Well, and you've got a lot going on. I mean, this is a true cultural experience. I mean, you get the sense of Hawaii here. As you say, it's Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel, and there's things, activities that you do. do that are consistent with the culture. Tell our audience about that.
Absolutely. We want you to come to the property and experience a sense of place. Really feel like you're in Hawaii. I believe our guest blood pressure drops significantly as soon as they enter the property. And we want to make sure that we are able to touch one of your senses, whether it's doing a dance and moving your hips just a little bit, laughing at yourself, trying the ukulele maybe, or learning just a little bit about the Hawaiian language. We just want you to take away a little something of this place of paradise.
Exactly. Well, we know that we've got some special activities coming up during the summer months. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, we're very excited to start something called Hale Huaka'i, and that is our Ocean Activity Center.
This is your first Hawaiian lesson, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to now listen to what John's saying here, because it's not that difficult. Say it again, John, so we can...
Hale Huaka'i.
Huaka'i.
So okay. that Hale means house in Hawaiian. So think of it as a beach house or beach hut. And that's where we're going to take all the traditions that we've done on the land and move them to the ocean, because the ocean was extremely important to the Hawaiian culture. And we want to allow our guests to experience a stand-up paddleboard lesson through the Hawaiian culture angle.
Wow. And so, but there's other things you're doing. Okay, so we got paddleboard. What else are we going to be doing?
Yeah, we're definitely going to go out and snorkel the beautiful Pu'ukeka'a or Black Rock, which is right outside our back door, which is just great for snorkeling.
Yeah, and so here it is. I mean, you're getting a taste, and I guess it's a wonderment and appreciation for the earth and the land. I mean, the island here in Hawaii is really sacred, isn't it?
Very much so. And we want you to be able to try these things. So all the activities that Bill and I are talking about are complimentary. Everything that's on the land. So just get out there and try something new. That's the wonderment of travel and experiencing new things.
Yeah. And the thing is, that's also fun, John, is the people that you get to meet. They're giggling with you. You're laughing at one another and just having a good time. And like you say, it does apprehend the senses in such a way. Because even if you're doing a live radio show every day, it calms you down. It dials you down a little bit, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is our goal, to walk away with a big smile on your face.
Well, and that's again, at every turn, anytime you run into any of the team members here at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel, there's always a smile, there's a warm aloha, and even if you understand and can appreciate what aloha means, I mean, it's God's blessing, and you really sense that it comes from the team member's heart. It's not just it's like when we were in Germany, one of the common sayings there was Grüß Gott. And it came as a result of the Black Plague in Europe. You know, millions of people died. And so the people that survived, you know, it was like God's blessing that you're alive, Grüß Gott. But over the years, that's got lost in translation. It's almost like, you know, have a good day, whatever, and the passion and understanding. But what I appreciate so much about Kaanapali Beach Hotel is aloha. You sense that it comes deep from within. It's the heart and soul of the very people here, and it is God's blessing.
Very much so. Very much so. We have a huge amount of people that return year in, year out, and they bring their kids here. Now they bring their grandkids here because I don't know how to say this, but we get the best hugs around.
Yes.
You know, it's a true, true feeling from all of the employees. We have some of our employees that are about 45 years at the hotel. Our general manager, Mr. White, is over 30 years at the hotel. That is just unheard of, and we're so blessed to have their commitment. And their aloha, as you mentioned, as co-workers as well as staff members for all of our employee visitors that come.
Well, John, I don't know if I tell you the story about my brother, but my brother had been coming here for a number of years, had no idea, he didn't say a word to me. My wife and I come here 1 year, and immediately I call him up, you know, because when you know of something good, you want to tell somebody and share it with them. So my brother, I know he comes to Maui and, you know, has some fried rice at the gazebo, is all part of the tradition. So I call him up. I go, Jim, we just found the best hotel on Maui. I didn't even finish saying that. He goes, Kaanapali Beach Hotel. I said, how did you know? Because we've been going there for 13 years. I go, you're my brother. You've been holding out on me all this time. How dare you? So here it is. To counter all that, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you about Kaanapali Beach Hotel. So it's not a secret. Okay, should not be a secret. You got to come down here. It's a real treat. So with the summer activities, lots of fun. I mean, summertime in Hawaii doesn't get much much better, you know, but you've got a lot of activities, like you say, on the water here that the people can participate absolutely as part of the hotel experience.
Yeah, we've got a ton of things going on at the hotel next weekend, not this weekend, but the first weekend of June. We've got Maui Jim Ocean Fest, which is the best watermen and waterwomen competing in a five event series over the weekend, which is great. We've got a ton of things going on at the resort. If you're athletic, we also have the Maui Marathon in September. I mean, there's just a ton of things to do. We also have the Maui Film Festival happening on Maui. So not only here at the hotel, but all throughout Maui. It's just great.
Yeah, and just across the way, plenty of golf.
Oh, yes. I say that I work here, but, man, there's two 18-hole golf courses right across the street.
Yeah, it's very, very tempting, I know. And this trip alone, because we were here primarily to, you know, have some time with our daughter, I left my sticks at home on purpose because I didn't want to be tempted. There's some hustlers here on the island, which is good fun, so we play a little skins game whenever I'm around, you know, and get a chance. Not this time, though.
Perfect.
They don't get some of the mainland money this time around.
You know, the great the time to come and play golf here is when it's snowing on the mainland.
Yes.
So that's a good time to come.
Yeah, that's a reminder. So when you see snow, it's time to, you know, get on the plane, come west, go across the water, enjoy Kaanapali Beach Hotel. John, again, I really appreciate you spending some time with us, giving us some insight into the hotel and how special it is. Anything else that, you know, a big takeaway or anything that you want to say to the folks?
I would just say, do it now. Seize the moment. Come and enjoy it. Whatever you're hunting for, whether it's the whales in the winter, the golf in the winter, or the summer, all the different events that are going on. But really, we want to make sure that you experience authentic aloha. So we welcome you. Eiko Momai, you are all welcome to come and enjoy Hawaii at its best.
John White, ladies and gentlemen, Director of Sales and Marketing on Bill Martinez Live. John, thank you so much. Aloha, huh?
Thank you. It's been a privilege.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, this portion of Bill Martinez being brought to you by my good friends at SaveTheStorks.com. You know why Planned Parenthood doesn't show women an ultrasound picture of the baby? Well, I'll tell you why. Because 90% of the women who see an ultrasound of their baby don't go through with the abortion. And this is why, you know, it would hurt business for Planned Parenthood. This is why it's hurting business for Planned Parenthood, as a matter of fact. And this is why we decided to support and get on the bus with SaveTheStorks.com. They got 21 buses out there right now, and they provide a free ultrasound picture of a woman's baby who is thinking about an abortion. They park outside a clinic, and they do this all legally, and offer this service to women. And 85% of the time, the women choose life. And it's not like we choose life and, you know, and Save the Storks moves on. I mean, they travel the rest of the journey with this woman and her decision and her family as well. If they say, look, we're going to choose life, they're going to help with the adoption process. They're going to help with the process of the child living and, you know, and having the support that it needs. And unlike Planned Parenthood and these other abortion clinics, which they, you know, thank you, you know, slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, that's fine, it's all over, we don't want to see you again, is Abby Johnson, you know, from Planned Parenthood and since was freed, you know, from that situation. And she anecdotally writes how they basically just didn't want anything to do with the women and said, hey, don't even go there. When Abby brought it up, saying, well, don't they need some follow-up counseling? Or nope, don't even go there. We're not, you know, we've already been paid for our service. That's it. This where it begins, where it ends. But Save the Stork's much different. They're in it for the whole journey. And this is why, again, we've partnered with them. And we invite you to get on the bus with us. Go to SaveTheStorks.com or give them a call at 844-578-6757. That's 844-578-6757. Make sure you tell them that Bill Martinez told you to call. Tim Stafford is with us. He's the general editor for God's Justice, the Holy Bible by Zondervan, currently at work on a novel set in a gospel mission. Tim Stafford, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great. Great to be with you.
Hey, good to have you here, you know, to talk about, you know, God's Justice, this Holy Bible that you were the general editor for. And why did justice come into focus for you? Why? I mean, this seems to be, you know, very, very profound, you know, your perspective on this.
Well, I think we're kind of reclaiming an understanding of justice. And, you know, I'm an old guy, but I think younger people are really leading the charge on this. They're realizing that we have issues that the gospel speaks to, and they're issues of justice. people hear the word justice, what they actually hear is injustice. So they get a laundry list of all the crimes and things that need to be punished in the world. But that's not what really what God's justice is about. It's a positive, a shining vision, if I could put it that, of the kind of world that God designed in the first place, wants to recreate, and is recreating. And that's what the story of the Bible is really about, is how God's setting the world right, a world that's broken in many ways.
Right. It is, you know, sometimes because, like you say, you know, the English language being what it is a living language. So, you know, you say bad and that means good. And you know, everything is just turned upside down, and even more so in this culture that we live in. But when you look at justice from God's perspective, it is that he's just. Everything about God is perfect. It's all settled. There's peace. There's right. There's righteousness. You know, sometimes you get into those Christianese, you know, kind of religious terms that make people feel uncomfortable. But maybe they need to feel uncomfortable, and that's a whole other discussion. But still, it's the idea that God is a perfect God, and that you know, as he told, I hold to this because I hear his voice echoing down through the millennia when he told Cain, he says, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
Yeah.
And that is the echo. I mean, that we serve a just God who created us, who has everything perfectly planned, but we're the ones that lose track of the plan, and we get off the plan, and then we wonder why we've got all this crazy confusion going on that even today we're not even sure what bathroom to go into these days.
Well, and so that's why the Bible, I think we need to read the Bible with that big picture in mind, not just God wants to set everything right, all his creation, all the nations of the world are meant to be set right. Everything is meant to be set right. And so it's a really an inspiring way of looking at the world. And that's what, and it's from one book of the, you know, sometimes people think, oh, justice, they're going to talk about the prophets. Well, yeah, you are going to talk about the prophets. You're going to talk about the rest of the Bible, too, because one of the things we set out to do in this Bible is to, I have 55 contributors. They're from all over the world. And so it's not just an American Bible. It's not a European Bible. It's a global Bible produced by global Christians who are taking each book of the Bible and saying, this is how this particular book, Leviticus or Numbers or Micah or Romans, they all fit into this big story of how God is setting the world right. And that's the story of justice. It's how God is setting his world right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you think about it, you know, Jesus said that, you know, when the Pharisees told them on Palm Sunday, hey, tell those people to shut up. And he says, well, hey, even if I did, the very stones, you know, things that God has created will cry out. And to your point, this is what God's creation is doing. I see it here in America and around the world. I mean, you recently traveled to Europe to report on the refugees crisis for Books and Culture. And, you know, to see it like that, you know, yes, you're seeing this horrendous crime and injustice that's going on. But out of it, you're hearing the cries of people that say something is just not consistent with the very nature of who we are.
Yeah. And you're seeing the wounds of an entire region. It was interesting. I spent several weeks in Europe interviewing refugees and interviewing the people who are helping them. And by the way, it was really encouraging that everywhere I went, in every country, I found Christians very much involved in caring for refugees and helping them any way they could, from small things, you know, handing out water bottles to people in transit, to big things like helping to organize their camps. But, you know, the Christian church, local church, as well as the international church, is very, very much present and involved in that. And that was quite heartening. But, you know,
Tim, real quick, though, but I want to point out here, because what you saw is when Christians are out there helping, they're not, you know, they're not profiling people. I mean, they're helping humanity. It's not like they're sitting there going, well, I've got water here, but I'm not going to give it to this Muslim person.
No, they're not. I mean, that, you know, they're just involved with real needs. You know, I remember one pastor said to me, His church is right on the border between Austria and Germany, and they've seen hundreds of thousands of people come through. And he said, you know, I don't know what the future looks like. I don't have a prescription for how to solve this problem. I just know what I'm supposed to do right now.
Right.
And that's to care for people in need. So.
Well, that goes a long way, doesn't it? I mean, you know, and that opens up the door, as you saw, is that if you're doing that and you're responding to the grace of God and the call that God has right there, then, you know, what's the natural response of these people that are satisfied by somebody who answers their need? They say, I want what do you have? I don't have. I want that, right?
Yeah, and I'll tell you another thing that was interesting to observe is, you know, the church in Europe hasn't exactly been brimming with growth and success over the last several generations. But a lot of the Christians that I talked to were really feeling like this was prompting a revival of spirit among them because they were faced with a situation where they said, you know, we can't be just sitting in our hands. There's something going on. And it was kind of waking them up. That's what they felt. They felt there was something going on that was really good for them as well as for the refugees.
So exactly.
Encouraging.
Well, Tim, how did the NIV God's Justice Bible come about? You know, your vision for that.
It's an interesting question. You know, I came into it a little after the vision was prompted. It actually started in India. There's a Christian organization in India that is involved in publishing all kinds of books and Bibles, and they are very involved in helping some of the gender justice issues, which are very profound, and some of the caste issues. And they felt justice was a big issue for their gospel-centered ministry. So they started saying, let's do a Bible that would highlight these kind of themes. And then the larger organization, which is Biblica, got involved and said, you know, this is maybe more of a global thing than just an Indian thing. So they convened a group of about 35 people from not just their organization, but all different organizations from everything from International Justice Mission to World Vision, and just a great number of different groups came together and said, is this a good idea? Should we do this? And they concluded that it really was a good idea. And then that's when I got the phone call and said, hey, how about getting involved in this? And immediately I said, wow, I really resonate with this. This is something I can see as being very powerful.
Well, you have definitely brought in another dimension and participated in bringing another dimension of the Bible, that it's more than our personal salvation. It's about the journey, and the journey of justice, which can be that agent of change, a powerful agent of change, not only in our immediate neighborhoods, but around the world as well. Congratulations on putting this together. Tim Stafford, Christianity Today senior writer on Bill Martinez Live.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing.